From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Rebuilding Iraq presents a massive challenge, and it's still uncertain how much it will cost or who exactly is paying. Urban planners may want to look right here in the U.S. for a lesson in what happens when costs spiral out of control on a large-scale project. NPR's Chris Arnold reports from Boston, where hearings are underway into an alleged billion-dollar cost cover-up in the city's Big Dig project.
Boston commuters are happy that the tunneling and bridge building that snarled traffic here for years is now largely over. The historic rerouting of highways underneath large portions of the city is being widely hailed as an engineering marvel. But there are unanswered questions about the cost.
We swear that the testimony you're going to give to this committee should be the truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
We do.
A panel of powerful state senators heard testimony from state officials and executives with Bechtel, a company that managed the Big Dig. When the Big Dig was proposed nearly two decades ago, the projected costs were $4.5 billion. Today, that price tag has ballooned to more than $14 billion. Bechtel project manager Matthew Wiley said there were valid reasons for many of the cost increases and said his company did its job well.
That's what we did for 5 years, is achieve the budget and the schedule without any sleight of hands or tricks or anything else.
With a straight face, you stayed within budget and ended up at $14.6 billion, and you want us to sit here and listen to that?
State Senator Mark Montigny grilled the executives. He's upset about allegations from the state inspector general that Bechtel engineers for years covered up $4 billion in costs by lowballing their projections. They did so allegedly in collusion with top officials at the State Turnpike Authority.
It seemed to be that they got political pressure to keep the true number out of the public domain, even though it was clear that they understood it. That, to me, is egregious. You know, at best, it was mismanagement. At worst, it was lying.
Montigny also blames the state for negotiating a lousy contract that limited Bechtel's liability and did not have good incentives for the project to hit cost targets. Still, the Massachusetts Inspector General is recommending that the state sue Bechtel over the alleged cost cover-up. The Big Dig is the latest example, but most large public works projects end up way over budget. Martin Wax is a professor of city and regional planning at UC Berkeley. He says history shows large-scale public projects are on average 20 to 40% over budget.
In some extreme cases, they've been much more off the target, and often those have been projects that have taken place in highly politicized environments. Those tend to lead to pressures to make the project sound good and then deal with the cost overruns later once a commitment has been made to actually build the project.
But there are things governments can do to rein in costs. Bent Flubier is the author of Mega Projects and Risk, a new book on multi-billion dollar projects. He says an experienced team of negotiators should be hired to craft contracts that hold companies responsible for cost overruns.
Get some hardballers to work on your side in writing up the contracts. Contracts without loopholes is very important.
Flubier and Wax both say governments should hire panels of academics and outside engineers to estimate costs for specific projects. They say that can generate a more independent estimate up front, but it's not a practice that's often used in the U.S.
I think it would have saved us potentially billions here.
Massachusetts State Senator Mark Montigny says he wishes the state had gotten more independent estimates for the Big Dig. He says had legislators known the true cost, they would never have approved the project in its current form.
There is no way that a bridge and a couple of tunnels is worth $14.6 billion, in my opinion and the opinion of most taxpayers.
State senators are not ruling out lawsuits against Bechtel and other companies involved. Some want to pass legislation mandating better oversight of future public works projects. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.